Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and today we're coming to you from the Small Business Expo at the Heinz Convention Center in Boston. And our next guest on Radio Entrepreneurs is Anil Gupta. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show. I'm very excited to give great content to your listeners.
Well, you do some exciting things, and you're all about happiness.
I am. I'm Mr. Happiness, basically.
It's an amazing role to have. Your company is called Immediate Happiness, and before we came on the air, you told me that you've worked with some people that we would all know and provided them with some tools to make them happy.
That's so true. And I've had the blessing to work with Richard Branson, Mike Tyson, and other celebrities. I can't mention the names, but I do have a happiness formula.
So right here on your business card is the happiness formula. So why don't you tell our listeners what it's all about?
Okay, so the happiness formula is this: H equals G cubed. The first G is you have to give. Give your time, your energy, your love, your commitment, your joy, your gift, your money. Give it away, but not wanting anything in return. That's the secret. A lot of people give, but they want something in return.
And why does that expectation of something in return create unhappiness? Or does it not create unhappiness, it just doesn't lead to happiness?
Well, that's it. You know, when you expect something to happen and it doesn't happen exactly the way you want it to, it'll cause a dysfunction and unhappiness. And the secret is just to be vulnerable in giving and enjoy the moment of giving. You know, when we have children, we give them love and we don't expect anything back, but we get it back. So the more you give, I promise you, the more you'll get back.
So is that something that's innate in certain cultures of giving, and certain, or as human beings, are we all programmed to be givers, or personality types that lead to more giving?
Well, we were born as givers. You know, if you imagine when a child is born, what's the thing that the child gives you?
Terror. No, the first one anyways.
It's pure love.
But unconditional love. They don't
know
any different.
Pure love.
It's kind of like the puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is really programmed within us.
Yeah. And then something happens at a certain age.
They get jaded.
The child goes to school and they have to do something in order to feel love. So that's a big disconnect. So the secret to living is giving.
So tell us about the second G, which is the grow.
The second G is to grow. You have to grow emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally. And it's so powerful. Emotional, physical, spiritual growth.
And again, I would think that most of us are conditioned to stop growing at some certain point. We come out of school and we think that we've reached the pinnacle of whatever it is that we need to learn. And so growing goes beyond just the intellectual, but the spiritual, as you talked about.
It is. And you know, as human beings, we love to be comfortable about being comfortable. And what we need to be is comfortable about being uncomfortable and uncomfortable about being comfortable. The only time we get growth is when we're uncomfortable.
So change leads to growth.
Yeah, and we need adversity. Adversity is your friend. Adversity makes you grow.
So it's interesting, and I know that your background is the science of understanding all this. And
yep.
If you want to tell our listeners, you did a PhD in...
I have a PhD in results.
In results. So really focused on getting people to the next place. It would seem to me that you know, most people don't want to change, and it's not human nature to accept change. But one of the things that I've also seen is a lot of people who face adversity early in their life are successful because they overcame that adversity.
Correct. And I think as human beings, we go through a lot of change early on in life, and then something happens and there's some pain associated with that change. So we always associate pain with change as we get older. So in 2008, I was on the verge of suicide and I had to do something. I needed an intervention from Tony Robbins and his wife's brother and my wife to get me to a place where I was focusing on myself. And as soon as you focus on someone else, as soon as you start to give, the pain and suffering disappears. In that moment, there is no pain, there is no suffering.
So, and not to delve too deeply in it, but because you were so consumed by your own thoughts and your own feelings, you couldn't bring yourself to change. And when you started looking at others and giving to others, it brought about the change in you.
Well, what happened was, as soon as I started to give, the pain disappeared. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. And then I started to give more. And then the pain got, again, obviously disappeared. And I noticed a pattern, so I started to give. And then I realized that, hey, there's something to this.
And when you talk about giving, you talked about, you know, again, on multiple levels. But even the act of volunteering, you know, at your local food shelter would be one of those steps towards people feeling as though they're you know, releasing themselves.
Yeah. I used to volunteer at Give Kids a World. But giving can be very simple. It could be giving someone a compliment or a thank you or calling someone and say, hey, I want to thank you for being in my life. You changed my life. So giving is a muscle. As you develop that muscle, it gets easier and easier and easier.
And it doesn't always have to be monetary in nature.
No, it could be just smiling at someone. That's a gift.
Mm, absolutely. So let's talk about the third G.
The third G is you have to be grateful. Be grateful for what you have. So if I could just ask you to look at your hands. When was the last time you thanked them?
Not often.
Yeah. What have they done for you?
They do virtually everything that
everything.
I need to do, right?
Yeah. What have your eyes done for you? It's the small things that are the big things. We don't have to be grateful for big things. It's the small things, your hands, your feet. My wife got a terrible burn on her face and chest recently, and I realized, oh my gosh, I'm grateful for my skin. Mm. We take all of these things for granted. So here's a great exercise. Write down 50 things you're grateful for. As you write these things down, I promise you, you'll start feeling so much more joy and happiness in your life.
That's really fascinating. And I think that that's the challenge, is most people don't stop to think about how lucky they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think human nature is to dwell on the negative.
It is. And, you know, when I ask people to write down 50 things they're grateful for, they find it very hard because they haven't exercised that muscle. I remember coaching a girl once and I said, can you write 50 great things in your life? She went up to 200. She said, Sunil, I can't believe this, because her muscle had never been used. Now she's like doing it every, you know, it's so easy for her.
So is some of this rooted, it sounds very much like some of this is rooted in some Eastern philosophies, you know, it's consistent, but you know, the Western world generally doesn't think that way, you know, to be grateful about what it is you have, or it transcends cultural philosophies.
It's just the law of the universe. It's just the law of the universe. It applies to every single human being. And the beautiful thing about this formula is if you focus on the lowest G and work on that lowest G, all of them rise. So every day there'll be a different G. You either need to give, grow, or be grateful. Every day, even every hour, it can be different. And that's what people are missing, is clarity.
That's fascinating. So you're out there. How do you deliver your message? You work with individuals, you work with companies.
I work with individuals, companies. I'm going to speak to Coca-Cola next month, and Google is being scheduled to talk to. I've spoken in front of stages of 10,000 people. I do one-to-one coaching, group coaching, and I'm looking for stages to share a message, because there are so many people we can help so quickly just by spreading this message.
And a lot of these people, I think, unfortunately find that they're caught in a quagmire that they can't get out of. And although it sounds simple what you're saying, it's very practical guidance.
It's practical, but what people are missing is clarity. By just focusing on the lowest G, I promise you, you get immediate results. Just look at your hands, look at your eyes, and say to yourself, wow, I'm so grateful.
Now, is that connected to a positive mindset versus a negative mindset?
Well, see, it's really about clarity, because if you focus on things that are working in your life rather than that are not working in your life. So, for example, if you had a glass and it was half full of water, what would you say to yourself? Is it half full or is it half empty?
I tend to say half empty. Okay. So
I would say it's refillable.
Right. Today, anyways.
Yeah, it's refillable.
Yeah. So there's an opportunity. There's always an opportunity. There's a silver lining in everything.
There is. And the secret is what you focus on is what you get. If you focus on that your life is great, that you are blessed, that you are lucky to be here, then life will change for you. But if you focus on what's not working, that's not going to be very powerful.
Now, that's one of the keys, I think, towards breakthrough, is you have to be able to shift your focus from what's not great. And I think to be able to is that something that you teach your clients to do?
Yeah.
Is to really focus on the positive, to focus on what's working well?
Well, the secret is awareness. Awareness gives you clarity. Clarity gives you focus. Focus gives you action. Action gives you results. You cannot be fulfilled. You cannot be joyous. You cannot be in love. You cannot be successful without awareness. So the master discipline we all need to work on is awareness.
Wonderful. Well, on that note, I'm aware of our time in the interview, and I really appreciate you coming by. Our guest on Radio Entrepreneurs has been Anil Gupta. If people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
The best way is really my website, immediatehappiness.com. And you can get a free download of my book there, and there are free videos on there. You can even take a happiness test. In 3 minutes, you'll find out how happy you are.
And that's relative, or that is that absolute to happiness? How do you scale?
Well, everything's relative, because the answers you're going to answer are going to be subjective. So you can cheat, but you're only cheating yourself.
Excellent. Well, it's been a pleasure, Anil Gupta. Thank you for those words of good advice. I'm smiling already. I feel like I should give more. And I appreciate having you on Radio Entrepreneurs.
No, thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back with another guest on Radio Entrepreneurs.